In this bulletin, two men shot by police in Victoria were being investigated by counter-terrorism officers. Clashes in Hong Kong over the proposed extradition law amendments. And British cyclist Chris Froome out of next month's Tour de France following a serious crash. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. Two men shot by police near the Victoria-New South Wales border were being watched by counter-terrorism detectives but were not going to commit an attack. Police attempted to intercept the men on Wednesday afternoon, but the men were armed and responded with aggression towards the officers, which resulted in them being shot. Both men are in hospital with serious injuries. Victoria Police Acting Assistant Commissioner Clive Rust says counter-terrorism police were trying to contact the pair, believed to be brothers.
They were attempting to speak to them to assess whether or not they are any risk to community safety. This is just a standard procedure for CT investigators. There was no ongoing CT investigation and there's no threat to the community.
Mining company Adani will likely find out today whether it has the Queensland Government's approval to go ahead with its proposed Queensland coal mine. It comes just a day after the Australian Conservation Foundation won its federal court appeal against the assessment of Adani's North Galilee water scheme. In succeeding, the ACF says the federal government failed to consider thousands of public submissions and had even lost some of them, while also failing to properly scrutinise Adani's proposed Galilee Basin coal mine. The government will need to reopen the project for public comment. Hong Kong police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets at activists protesting against the proposed extradition amendments, which will allow people to be sent to mainland China for trial. Tens of thousands of protesters blocked the entry to Hong Kong's legislative building, where the bill was scheduled to be read for a second time on Wednesday, with the demonstration turning violent. Protesters attempted to break into the building by moving forward holding barricades, and armed riot police responded with pepper spray and batons. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has postponed debate on the bill until further notice and is accusing the protesters of taking part in organised riots.
Throughout the day around Admiralty, everyone has seen the saddening scenes, the riots which damage peaceful society. Ignoring law and discipline is unacceptable for any civilised societies. It's obvious that these are not peaceful rallies, but openly organised riots.
Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Theresa May has weighed in on Hong Kong's proposed extradition amendments. She says the amendments must respect the laws set out in the 1984 British and Chinese bilateral treaty, which gave Hong Kong sovereignty from mainland China.
It is vital that those extradition arrangements in Hong Kong are in line with the rights and freedoms that were set down in the Sino-British Joint Declaration. We have been unequivocal in our views. We have been very clear from the outset that in engaging with the Hong Kong government, with the members of the Hong Kong Legislative Council and the Executive Council at all levels about our opinion.
British politician Boris Johnson has launched his campaign to be the United Kingdom's next Prime Minister and leader of the Conservative Party. Mr. Johnson has told supporters at a campaign launch that he will ensure the party delivers on Brexit. He says he will prepare Britain to leave with or without a deal, as delaying Brexit again is not an option.
We can get Brexit done and we can win. We can unite our country and our society, and that is why I'm standing to be leader of the Conservative Party and Prime Minister, because this contest is not chiefly about any one person or even about the Conservative Party. It is the opening salvo in a battle to restore faith in our democracy, to renew the natural ties of affection that unite the UK.
Mr. Johnson is the leader in the contest to replace outgoing leader Theresa May, with nine other candidates vying for the vote. Britain is scheduled to leave the European Union on the 31st of October. To sport and in cycling, British cyclist Chris Froome has been ruled out of next month's Tour de France after he suffered a nasty crash ahead of Stage 4 of the Critérium du Dauphiné in central France. The four-time Tour de France winner crashed while practicing for the 26-kilometre individual time trial course on Wednesday. Froome was taken to a local hospital for treatment, with his team manager Dave Brailsford adding that the incident was very serious and it's likely to be a long time before the 34-year-old rides again. And now a look at today's weather. Perth showers 18 degrees, Adelaide also showers 16, Melbourne possible late shower 17, Hobart possible shower 15 degrees, Canberra early rain at times 16, Wollongong partly cloudy 21, Sydney possible light morning rain 21, rain at times in Newcastle 22, Brisbane mostly sunny 25, Cairns a shower or two 27, and Darwin sunny 32. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer.